Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now 53 minutes. It's Mondo Bizarro time here on Good Day. You hit that button, I'll hit this button. Let's get that person on the air. Let's do this. Let's do that. Hello, and welcome to the world of Roberta Fasanelli here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If it weren't for Roberta, things would be cool, calm, and collected. Yeah. Roberta has been in absentia for a while, and now she's back with us again. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here.
She was doing 6 to 9 months in the state pen.
What country's absentia?
It's near...
Passport?
Yeah, it's near the Alps. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know how to get there if you go.
Tiny Italian town.
Yes, little tiny Italians. All right, so how do they, speaking of that, the Italians, how are they faring with the Greek problem? You have friends in Italy, Roberta.
Oh, lots of friends, family.
Okay, so how is the economy there being affected by the problems in the economy of Greece?
Well, they're going, ha, 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 because when they went to the euro, the lira, basically everybody lost half their money right off the bat.
Perfect.
So they're going, see, I told you so.
So are they blaming it on the, excuse me, on the euro then? It's the euro's fault, not the fact that the Greeks don't work. They have 25% unemployment.
So the Italians didn't get in on the euro?
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. Everybody's in on the euro.
So why
the Greeks
laughing?
Are going to be the first ones out.
Because why? They're like, oh, okay, see, this happened to you too now. Not just us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does this do to the economy, though, of Europe? There are a lot of people here.
Italy and Spain are not in good shape.
Spain's in horrible shape. Yeah.
Actually, it's a great time to visit Europe because the dollar is very, very strong right now.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
But the fares are still crazy, though. You get over there.
Well, you know, you book it on European websites.
Oh, you do?
So my wife does when she buys tickets to Colombia. She goes to a Colombian.
But how do you start in America? How do you buy? So this is, you could go to any Travel Europe travel agency, and you could buy, let's say, a ticket from Boston to Milan or Washington to Bologna. You can do that. You can start in America even if you buy the ticket there. I didn't know that.
And you can also go directly to the websites. Like, I just went on to the Kayak Italian site. You just go to kayak.it.
Yeah.
And that brings you, yeah, it's in Italian, but it brings you to the Italian website. And then let's see.
So my wife goes to Avianca, Colombia, instead of Avianca, U.S., to buy her tickets to Colombia.
But she pays for it with U.S. dollars?
She can, but she usually uses her Colombian money.
You use a credit card.
Yeah, just use a credit card.
Yeah, and some credit cards like Capital One, for instance, doesn't charge you exchange fees. I don't think American Express does either.
So they don't know. You can book it in that country and use that country's currency, and it gets charged to your account no matter what the currency. So it doesn't have to be American
Express. You just have to watch the exchange rate.
I don't know why I didn't know that, but I... And as much traveling as I've done, I always thought it was translated into dollars, and that was it.
It's the magic of the internet. You can go to any site from any country around the world.
You can pretend you are anywhere.
Anything you want.
Right.
At Alice's restaurant. The prisoners who escaped from this prison intended to drive to Mexico, but the ride backed out, as we know. A lot of things becoming known about how these two lived. You got some comments from, instead of Facebook.com, I was going to say Gossbook.com.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Mexican president, in response to Donald Trump, said, look, all the United States sends us is murders and rapists.
Right. By the way, did you see the numbers that are out this week? Last year, 60,000 illegal youngsters got into our country by illegal means, 60,000. Remember that whole big thing we talked about in January and February?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, look at the numbers that are coming in here illegally. What are we doing about it? The president, the country, what are we doing? The number yesterday of what is expected from the Department of Homeland Security, 127,000 this year. The 60,000 was 2014. This year, twice as many.
So you're talking
children.
About youngsters, my children.
I'm talking about children that are coming into this country illegally by themselves. By themselves. Yeah, we just start to say everything.
Well, nobody's going to send the kids back. Well, they do send some kids back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually do.
If they know where they came from, but yeah. They just can't.
Oof. Man, oh, man. That's pretty stiff stuff. Death penalty. Supreme Court holding up the use of controversial execution drugs that are sedatives. The main one is midazolam, I believe is how you pronounce it. Midazolam. Used in lethal injections. So Florida and Texas right away. Let's get going. Let's have more executions. So what are people saying in our Facebook exchange there, Kenny? Twitter exchange, social media. What are people saying about that?
Karen says, I'll be forever grateful that I was raised in Massachusetts and not in one of those ridiculous honey boo-boo states that frequently has this issue with death penalty drugs.
Yeah, and your state just put one guy to death, or is just passed a jury to put one guy to death.
To whom are you speaking?
The Sarnia.
Right, exactly. Massachusetts says this guy should get fried.
I was shocked that they actually decided that he should die.
The saying, a sentencing him to death and actually executing him are two things that are not necessarily going to be one.
But when you have a jury of 12 or 13 people in a state that is so against the death penalty, but obviously that guy's an extreme.
Right. Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to see him.
Right. There's nobody. Yeah.
They'd be happy to do an operation on him today, as a matter of fact. All right. One other one, Kenny.
John says the drugs don't matter. There is no humane way to murder someone. End of story.
Well, there's something to be said for that. Yep, something to be said for that. 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to meet Jeremy Smith, who has taken a lot of information about disease and our health around the world. Basically, we're going to talk about why people die in the next few minutes on the Good Day program. I'm not sure that you'll find... I think you'll find this fascinating. Richie actually found this problem.
It's very interesting.
The stats are interesting. So they're up next here on Good Day.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Doug Steffens, the Good Day program, Roberta and Kenny and Richie, and I have Jeremy Smith, who has written for Discover, the Christian Science Monitor, Chicago Tribune. His first book, Growing a Garden City, was one of Booklist's top 10 books on the environment in 2011. He's from Evanston, Illinois, graduate of Harvard, University of Montana. lives out in Montana with his wife and has studied remarkable information. So stick around for the next few minutes. His book is called Epic Measures. And what he has measured here, basically, sort of the tool might be described as Google Earth for health, Jeremy. The burden of disease around the world. I said I could subtitle it perhaps, How People Die. Do you think that's accurate?
Sure. Both how they die and, you know, what the surprising reasons that we get sick as well. Yeah.
Health.
There's a lot more to good health than just not being dead.
Right. Exactly. Write that down. That's the quote of the day. There's a lot more to good health than not just being dead. That's brilliant. So all of the Earth's health problems you sort of summarize here, if I got it correctly, yes?
Yeah, I mean, this is a remarkable study that's profiled in Epic Measures that is to create the equivalent of Google Earth for health.
By
and
the way,
it's taking data from all around the world.
And you disagree with most of the so-called authorities, like the World Health Organization. How so? How dramatic is the difference in your conclusion from what they keep yammering about?
Well, you know, to be fair, I'm studying a scientific team, so I don't want to, you know, put the argument squarely on my shoulders alone. But these are about 1,000 scientists in 100 countries around the world. They've spent about $250 million, and it's taken them 25 years to really make sure all the numbers add up. And the difference between that method and the method that traditional authorities have put forth is that they're usually only measuring one or two diseases at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You get the AIDS estimates from the AIDS people, and you get the drunk driving estimates from the drunk driving people, and you get the cancer estimates from the cancer people. And what this team found is that when you add up all those estimates, you figure out that everyone in the world ends up dying two or three times over because no one's making sure the numbers add up
right.
correctly.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
This kind of introduces a double entry bookkeeping for death. And the other thing they discovered, which is kind of crazy, it was shocking to me, is that there's hosts of diseases that no one has been measuring before. There just doesn't happen to be a celebrity spokesperson or it's in a country that's, you know, not being covered in the same way. So you might have, you know, people, you know, advocating for breast cancer, you know, victims in the United States.
Yeah.
But those people might not exist in, say, South Africa. And you might have people, you know, looking at causes of death, but they might not be looking at things that disable people for long periods
of time.
Let's
look at
the
results. Go ahead, Rajiv.
How should we be tracking disease and death around the world?
Yeah, so first of all, it's a tricky issue. You know, 50 million people die worldwide. Only 1 in 3 of those people have death certificates. So that's a big question mark, over two-thirds of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the United States, a country where we obviously have complete death certificate system, about 1/4 of death certificates are just not accurate on their face. They say things that cannot be a medically permissible cause of death, like hangnail or senility, or even something that seems like it should be true, like heart failure. Well, guess what? Every single person who's dead has experienced heart failure. You need to know what was the cause of the heart failure. Was it drowning? Was it a car accident?
Exactly.
It was a heart attack. You know what?
My dad had cancer that was going to kill him in 6 months, and when he died, they said it was his heart failure. So really, cancer killed him, but they put heart failure on his death certificate.
All right, so accidents. Let's talk about, we got about a minute here. Let's talk about what you found in terms, in Epic Measures. Accidents appear to be the most common way people die.
You know, it's a huge cause of death in almost every country in the world, and it's one that gets so much less publicity. So in Epic Measures, you know, we look at the stats. Road injuries like car crashes kill more people worldwide than AIDS. Falls kill nearly 3 times as many people as brain cancer. Drowning claims more lives than mothers dying in childbirth. And you look at the United States, you see this too. Road injuries are ahead of breast cancer, even though we have a relatively safe system.
Yeah.
Suicide is well ahead of prostate cancer. Falls are ahead of leukemia or AIDS. So, you know, you do want to watch your step. And again, look up, you go to healthdata.org, go to my website, jeremynsmith.com, and you can find information or, you know, obviously read the book, Epic Measures, and you can see what really are your greatest risks and how they compare to other things that may be more publicized.
Book called Epic Measures. Jeremy Smith, thanks for being here and good day.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white lines.
Wait for it.
And the saddle getting cold. Not much too young to be this damn old. All the cards are on the table. With no
see, this is why this guy is genius. Because this is a new, fairly new song, but yet it sounds like the old classic country. He blends it together well. And he's one heck of a performer. We saw him, I don't know how many months ago, in the Boston Garden. And what a show, jumping around. It's interesting because the last two shows we've seen there, one of them was Garth Brooks, the other was Barry Manilow. And it went a difference, but yet the audience still as fascinated with the performers and the performances of both genre. So Garth Brooks in the news today. Actually, you go back to this date, 1995. The story was that Garth Brooks buried the glass master of his LP, The Hits, beneath his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. First time something like this had been done, and as far as I know, it's probably the last.
That's kind of cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks responsible also for our thought of the day today. You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy. You know the old song, money can't buy you love? A lot of things money can't buy. Peace of mind is another thing that comes to mind with money. Matter of fact, a lot of times people have money because they're approached by so many different people. It's oof.
Or try winning the lottery. The people who win the lottery, they're like bombarded.
Also, you know, I saw Kelly Clarkson interviewed this weekend. And she was she grew up in a very poor background. And she said, all those people who say money can't buy you happiness, they aren't asking poor people. Only rich people say that.
Yeah.
And she says, because let me tell you something, I'm a whole lot better off now than when I was a kid. I'm a whole lot happier now than when I was a kid.
Well, there's ways of using it and having it that make you happy, certainly, but they can't predicate everything rich. I think that's the point. Speaking of that, here's a great example. Glenn Campbell's got lots of money. But he doesn't have his mind anymore. This is that great song, last one he ever recorded. I'm not going to miss you. If you haven't heard some of the lyrics.
Knowing he had this disease.
Alzheimer's, right.
Terrible disease, yes.
Listen to this.
The man that loved you till the end.
His voice is still great.
Oh, yeah. And the CNN Glenn Campbell special, I'll Be Me, most watched CNN broadcast in the history of CNN, with all these millions of viewers, last Sunday, 9 o'clock. For some reason or other, I saw it, but it wasn't last Sunday. I saw it in bits and pieces, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. It was all about Glenn Campbell's life, his music, his legacy, his battle with Alzheimer's. But when you look at all of the other cable news competitors, I don't know why they put it just there. Whoever produced it, I guess it was produced by CNN. I would have thought this would be a great thing.
Yeah,
for,
why wouldn't CBS, ABC, NBC have this?
Right, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That would get good ratings no matter where you put
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's a great, important story. Maybe not great, but important. It's sponsored by Eli Lilly, which has the drug that is supposedly to be used by people who have early onslaught dementia or Alzheimer's. But this guy needs every bit of tribute. He deserves it all. Whatever good things people are thinking about him, it's appropriate. Glenn Campbell on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, thankfully, the Great Escape in upstate New York is safely resolved. Now, there's nothing really medical about escaping from prison, but surviving the big bad world after you escape into the wilds brings up some interesting health issues. Escape prisoners, like the rest of us, need food and water. And if you're on the most wanted list, you can't exactly breeze through the McDonald's drive-thru. So, how long can we all go without food and water? In general, humans can go up to 8 weeks without food if you have water. But only 3 to 5 days without water. So no food or water, you're looking at 5 miserable, hungry, thirsty days max. Meaning, whether you're on the run, preparing for the zombie apocalypse, or just being responsible about natural disasters, you gotta plan ahead. According to the CDC, it's a good idea to keep at least 3 days of water, a gallon a day for each person, plus your pets, and 3 days of food on hand at all times. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we should.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American Veterans Center.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going here. Another half hour of conversation, discussion, issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have the talent and services of Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler. Roberta Fasanelli is back on the program. Nice to have Roberta back. I got an interesting group of email from people yesterday, some postings. The women rule on Good Day was one of them.
Yes, we do.
All right, so Donald Trump is back in the news if he ever got out of it. I maybe shouldn't put it that way. He's in the news for any number of reasons. NBC said that he's done. And so I wonder, as I look around, he's such a New York fixture, Roberta.
He is.
What do
he
people
is.
Make of Donald Trump and his trademark bluster?
They just laugh at him, quite frankly. He's just an incredible source of amusement in New York. I mean, everybody knows it's an act. Everybody knows that he's just, you know, an attention freak.
So, but what is it the same reaction as people around the country? There are a lot of people who are giving him credibility marks that are good. Now, what about New York City?
Well, it's the same thing with Chris Christie. It's refreshing. Even though he is a circus,
Refreshing. Exactly, that's the word.
It's refreshing for somebody to tell you what they honestly think and then follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
where he's getting credibility. And Chris Christie, who is announcing today, said that if we can, have some great examples of where he's honest and he follows through on his honesty and he's frank with people, that will get him back into the top tier. And that's what they're counting on.
Right.
And that's what Donald Trump says. Donald Trump says, I'm going to say everything I think, and it's going to take me where it gets me, whatever that is.
So here's John Kasich, who is the governor of Ohio, also declaring today. Now, here's the play here. I feel like this is an episode of Scandal. I watched six episodes of Scandal on the plane last night coming back. And so I'm looking at all of these various and sundry players in here and how it all is working out. And I am thinking in terms of the real world of politics, the real world of the candidates, the real world of who's running. And so you see Donald Trump and the attention that he gets. And then you look at Christie and the attention he's getting for whatever the reason. Not many people know John Kasich. It's K-A-S-I-C-H. I remember him. He used to be on this program all the time. Richard, remember when he was a congressman?
Mm-hmm.
Very soft-spoken, very thoughtful, quite a good governor, frankly, in terms of those of you who live in Ohio. We have, five, six, seven states in Ohio. Those of you who live there, you may or may not want to comment on this, but depending on your point of view, I think he's done quite a good job as governor there. And I believe that his play here is to announce he's running for the presidency to make himself visible so that he becomes the vice presidential choice. Remember, without Ohio, you got a tough time winning the presidency. So he's smart, puts himself in play, gets a little money for his whatever, you know, everybody's got these PACs and they have their campaign funds and all this stuff. So he puts himself in a position, whoever the front runner is, whether it's Jeb Bush or Scott Walker or whoever else shows up, or Donald Trump, this guy becomes the nominal likely choice to be the vice presidential pick, no matter who's on the top of the ticket. Who agrees with that? Disagrees?
There are a lot of people that jump into this race knowing that because of the state they are attached to, that they don't have a chance to get the nomination.
But who else is from a state?
Jindal is a prime example from Louisiana.
What a waste of time he is. Yeah, but Louisiana is not that, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful to Louisiana. But that's
not as important.
No.
As Ohio, Florida,
Wouldn't it be interesting if Jeb Bush was to pick him, and then you've got Florida and Ohio.
Yeah,
right.
Ding, 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 ding. How many people have read 50 Shades of Grey? Raise your hands, please.
Saw the movie.
I did like 2 years ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Twitter has had a bit of fun at the expense of E.L. James. The hashtag AskELJames trended nationwide as she took questions, including some not ready for primetime doozies. Among the printable queries, is it true that you're actually just a burlap sack bag full of bad ideas and spiders? When do you think your writer's block will end?
Wow.
Wow. Signed, Ever Hopeful. And there's a lot of other silly stuff that's there.
Yep, she's got the fat checkbook now.
Exactly. So you're laughing all the way to the bank.
Right.
You can have whatever fun you want to, right? Am I right or not?
Exactly.
Yeah, she also got attacked by so many groups because her books glorify abuse.
Uh-huh, they do.
And there were so many victims groups that were just trying to talk to her, and she would just block them.
Uh-huh. So nothing special there. I didn't read the book. Meredith named one of her horses after the book. The horse is really called Big because a big, beautiful horse. But it shows under, I think, 50 Shades or 50 Shades of Grey or something like that. The horse came around about the same time as the book did. But there's nothing about it that I can see, or I didn't read the book. I heard all the stories about the gratuitous sexual stuff that's in it. I suppose if you're interested, it may have turned on a lot of women. And that's cool if it did. This didn't seem to be something. I'm the first one in line for a good chick flick. There are a lot of men. Yeah, but I am. I like to see.
Not a whole lot of guys walking into that theater by themselves.
No.
It was like me. It was date night.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Roberta, yesterday you were talking about the shark attacks.
Yes.
I see today that a shark expert has been trying to explain the North Carolina attacks, because there have been, six or seven of them, I think, to this point.
Just in the past month.
Yeah, he says.
I can explain it. They're hungry.
That's the duh of this. This fellow says you get this unholy mix this time of year of all the bait fish being in the same place where the humans are. So the fish, the sharks, and the humans are all swimming together. You're going to have some bites.
But they're not looking for people, certainly.
No. But they're going to.
Meaning the fish that shark normally feed on. Fishermen out fishing in the summertime are attracting them closer to shore.
Right.
Yep.
That's correct. Yes, that's it. You're reaching the nail on the head. So I'm in the dentist chair on Saturday, and I think I started to tell the story yesterday. I don't think I finished it. The new dentist is, especially the people, this is the Beverly Hills dentist. Man, I used to pay $50 to get my teeth cleaned. Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
$40, $50 to get your teeth cleaned.
Why would you go to a dentist in Beverly Hills?
Because my son knows the guy and he's been going to him. So I went to him. $185 to get my teeth cleaned.
Oh, my goodness.
But one of the things you're paying for in this office is a television set that is, it's attached to, you know, when you lay back in the chair and you're looking up by the, whatever they're doing to your teeth.
Can I get that sound again, please?
You're a fool.
What?
I get the same thing, though. I go to the most high-tech dentist. They have like 20 chairs in there.
Do you have a television screen?
Yeah, they got movies. What movie do you want to watch? What TV show do you
really?
Want to watch?
Okay.
Yeah.
So on this, it happened that the person who had been in the chair before me had Animal Planet on.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm laying back in the chair, and I'm looking at all of these predators that are eating, the wolves running around eating these little calves from some of the northern tundra animals that are up there, and the bears eating whatever it can get their hands on, just gross stuff. And the worst of it was the giant white sharks out eating the seals and stuff that are migrating with them at the same time, and how they play with them and they throw them up in the air and
not
they catch
the sharks,
them.
The orcas, the killer whales.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, killer shark, killer whale, whatever.
Killer whale. Yeah, that's
but
whale.
Just, it was gross. Just gross. Who watches that stuff? Why do you watch it?
Well, now you see, my dentist is on the 20th floor of this wonderful building with ceiling to floor windows that overlook Central Park.
Ah, very nice. Roberta.
So you sit in the chair and you
have the muggers.
You have it from 57th Street. You see all of Central Park going all the way uptown into Harlem and past that, all the way up into.
I don't know about you, but my dentist is not in Beverly Hills or in Central Park.
No.
Mine is in Vienna, Virginia.
Mine's in La Mesa, California.
Maybe I should go visit those guys. Weather today looks fairly good around the country for a change. I notice, historically speaking, on this date in 1994, the temperature in Death Valley reached 128 degrees.
Woo-hoo!
The only other time it's been that hot. Since the weather records have been kept in, what is it, 1881 or whenever they started keeping records. July 14th, 1972, it was 128 degrees in Death Valley. So if you're wondering what the coldest day of the year in Death Valley has been, January 30th, 1988, the temperature in Death Valley was zero.
Really?
See the extremes, yeah, zero. All right, so that's that story. Let me bring you up to date when it comes to other stories. You know, I love to tell stories. This kind of reminds me of Sunday school. I love to tell the story of Genucel and his glories. Bags, puffiness under the eyes. That was a stretch, but it wasn't bad.
It
was
Sunday school that you guys
do. Okay.
What, Glee? You think I should be on Glee? What do you think, Kenny? Yes, no?
Well, it's
off the air. No, right. I can have my own Doug Stanton.
So, yes, you should be on Glee.
Yeah, you should be on this campus.
Oh, thank you. Now there's Roberta, please. Now there's. What did you do for the 6 months you were gone for amusement?
Why do you think I came back?
Oh, was it for the perks?
I've got right.
Personality, charm and personality. Susan from New York writes, I've been using Genucel now since I first heard you talk about it because I have a real problem with puffiness around my eyes. It is gone like poof. Puffiness is gone. Even the crow's feet, small lines disappear because of Genucel, and I've used it every day. They haven't come back. I love this product. So, if you have Genucel, you're using it, you love it, send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. If you don't have it, why not? 800-543-9262. Order now and mention Doug Stefan, and you get twice the supply for the price of a 3-month order. You get three more, so you get 6 months altogether. Genucel works to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. People using it around their cheekbones, eyelids, wherever there's water collecting. This absorbs the water, and you have to use makeup to cover what's actually there. Your beautiful eyes, you want to see the lines gone, puffiness gone. People want to look in your eyes. And it will be an enjoyable experience when you're using Genucel. 800-543-9262. One more time, right? With feeling. 800-543-9262 to make your face look better than ever.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Summer is all about relaxing and enjoying your time. Beauty expert Grace Gold has some tips for how to look and feel your best this season.
LG Watchervane adds style and high-tech function to your summer look. Customize it with gold or silver finish, interchangeable watch bands, and 18 different on-screen watch faces.
The last thing women want when they're lounging in the summer is discomfort.
Most women feel breast pain is normal and have never discussed it with their doctor. Violet Iodine is a new daily supplement that alleviates common PMS-related breast discomfort symptoms such as heaviness, aches, swelling, and tenderness.
Take care of other aches and pains too.
At the first sign of muscle pain and stiffness, swelling from injuries and bruising, apply Arnicare Gel. The number one pharmacist recommended brand is non-greasy and quickly absorbed by the skin.
And always look young and fresh.
The Pellave Wrinkle Reduction System is FDA cleared to treat facial wrinkles. Pellave works on all skin tones and is painless with no downtime.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
All right, so what's a paraffin dip?
Oh, that's when you go get a manicure, and it's like this big vat of wax, and it's molten, and you...
Why is Roberta so low, Richie? I can't hear her that well. Say that again, Roberta.
It's when you go get a manicure, and it's like a big vat of wax, and it's molten, and like they put cream on your hands, and then they stick your hands in this molten wax, and you take your hands out.
So why would a dentist
dries on your hands?
Why would a dentist offer a paraffin dip?
Do they take a mold of your teeth with it?
Well, not if you just
maybe while they're doing your teeth, they're giving you a manicure pedicure at the same time. That would be cool.
I just heard from
that'd be really
the
cool.
Peanut Gallery, the dentist that she goes to offers a paraffin dip. I'm trying to figure. The only what I remember about paraffin when I was a kid, we used to on the farm make all kinds of jams and jellies from the grapes and other things that were grown, the fruits around the farm. And the jellies, the sealer for the...
It's wax.
Is a wax paraffin.
It's a wax seal.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
If the dentist is offering a paraffin dip, I'd venture to say it's probably they're doing manicures at the same time.
Wow. That's a hot spot to
get
to.
That's really
cool. That wouldn't
cool.
surprise me under the
cool.
circumstances. Okay. The people in Europe are beginning to respond negatively to all of the push from the anti-smoking activists. I think this idea was hatched in America, but has now become international. 3 years ago, people in Ukraine filed a legal challenge against Australia and its right to enact anti-smoking laws on its own soil. Now, this seems kind of absurd when you think about it, but the tobacco industry in Ukraine is about as strong as the tobacco industry here. And some people say that's really why it's one of the very strong industry, because people in Eastern Europe smoke like fiends. People around Europe, especially the French, poof, 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 poof,
in Asia,
all
yeah.
the time. Asia, crazy. So now the Ukrainians are trying to use international law to stop the anti-smoking. A lot of tobacco companies that are in, they grow the tobacco in Ukraine. Russia's got a lot of tobacco companies that are making cigarettes and other products like that that are being sent around Eastern Europe, and they're trying. I don't know anything about cigarettes. I don't know whether there's a popular Russian brand or European brand. But I thought what I found interesting, the takeaway from this, is that the movement is getting so strong that these governments are fighting back where there is big tobacco industry. Fighting against the governments that are trying to stop smoking. I don't know how they do that on the international court, but I just thought it was kind of an interesting angle on that story. 20, let's make it 51 after on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Bachelor Party by Danny Elfman and the Oingo Boingo group from the movie Bachelor Party, number one movie during this week in 1984. And Danny Elfman, man, I haven't heard that name for quite a while. Oingo Boingo. What else did they do?
Tom Hanks was in this movie. It was one of his first movies, and it was hysterical.
Silly. I remember it being silly.
Do you remember what 1984 movie Danny Elfman and Boingo Boingo performed in?
Strange Science? Weird Science?
It was Back to School with Roddy Dangerfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and Danny Elfman, Doug, has become one of the most prolific movie scorers.
I think that's what we were talking about before.
He does a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah, right. I think you mentioned that when we were talking about him a few days ago, if that's what I remember. Yeah. Okay, time now for our Chucker contest. A couple of more of these to help people qualify for our drawing on Friday during this hour of the program. I'm not sure how we're going to do this. We have fewer than 100, and we're going to ask, I think, an audience. Didn't we do this before, Richie? We asked an audience member to pick a number from 1 to 100. And,
yep.
And that's how
whatever the number is, we have somebody call in. They win a little prize for helping us out.
Yep.
They give us a number. We look on the list. Whatever name is attached to that number, they're the winner.
And I think we have fewer than 100 qualifiers, so the odds are really good that you could win this spa package to the Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. You can qualify today by identifying the movie from which we're going to play three clips, starting with the first one.
Attention, here's an update on tonight's dinner.
Got it.
It was veal. Veal.
302.
The winner of tonight's Mystery Meat Contest is Jeffrey Corbin, who guessed some kind of beef.
888-302-3684. Okay. You know whose voice that is. What's the name of the movie? He's very readily identifiable, too, appropriately so, for this movie, which was number one this week in 1979. Second clue.
Important announcement. Some hunters have been seen in the woods near Piney Ridge Trail, and the Fish and Game Commission has raised the legal kill limit on campers to three. So if you're hiking today, please wear something bright and keep low.
888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie? You qualify for the drawing. Last clip.
Even if we win, even if we play so far over our heads that our noses bleed for a week to 10 days, even if God in heaven above comes down and points his hand at our side of the field, even if every man, woman, and child held hands together and prayed for us to win, it just wouldn't matter, because all the really good-looking girls would still
All right. So figure it out. 888-302-3684 to qualify. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Of relevant store online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
All right, let's see what we got here. I didn't know there was such a town as California, Indiana. Scott's there.
California, Maryland.
Oh, California, Maryland. I didn't know there was a California, Maryland either, Scott. So you got me on both counts.
Yeah, this is the second time out there, and I lived in Hollywood, Maryland before that.
So. No, Hollywood, Maryland is good. The Eastern Shore.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, what's the name of the movie?
Rudy.
Rudy is not the correct guess, but...
Oh, great guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. All right, John's in Titusville, Florida. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, what's the name of the movie?
Meatballs.
Meatballs, you got it. So hold on, you qualify for the drawing on Friday. Chucker, quick movie news.
All right, Doug, third entry in Paramount's Star Trek reboot. Currently, just began filming, the official title, Star Trek Beyond. I'd expect a different tone as producers reportedly want a Guardians of the Galaxy type feel. Chris Pine plays Kirk, Zachary Quinto Spock, and they just signed on for part 4, so expect this franchise to continue for quite some time.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. That's what they're doing. All right, Chucker. We'll put today's visit on your bank account. 59 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.